The collapse of the Hun Empire after Attila's death left a power vacuum in Eastern Europe, through which, once more, wave after wave of nomadic hordes swept from east to west, prominent among them the Uyghurs and Avars. The Khazars, during most of this period, seemed to be happily occupied with raiding the rich Transcaucasian regions of Georgia and Armenia and collecting precious plunder. During the second half of the 6th century, they became the dominant force among the tribes north of the Caucasus. A number of these tribes, the Sabirs, Saragurs, Samandars, Balanjars, etc., are from this date onward no longer mentioned by name in the sources. They had been subdued or absorbed by the Khazars. The toughest resistance, apparently, was offered by the powerful Bulgars. But they too were crushingly defeated circa 641, and as a result, the nation split into two. Some of them migrated westward to the Danube, into the region of modern Bulgaria. Others, northeastward to the middle Volga, the latter remaining under Khazar suzerainty. We shall frequently encounter both Danube Bulgars and Volga Bulgars in the course of this narrative. But before becoming a sovereign state, the Khazars still had to serve their apprenticeship under another short-lived power, the so-called West Turkish Empire, or Turkic Kingdom. It was a confederation of tribes held together by a ruler, the Khan, a title which the Khazar rulers, too, were subsequently to adopt. This first Turkish state, if one may call it that, lasted for a century, circa 550 to 650, and then fell apart, leaving hardly any trace. However, it was only after the establishment of this kingdom that the name Turk was used to apply to a specific nation, as distinct from other Turkic-speaking peoples like the Khazars and Bulgars. The Khazars had been under Hun tutelage, then under Turkish tutelage. After the eclipse of the Turks in the middle of the 7th century, it was their turn to rule the Kingdom of the North, as the Persians and Byzantines came to call it. According to one tradition, the great Persian king Khusrau Anushirvan the Blessed had three golden guest thrones in his palace, reserved for the emperors of Byzantium, China, and of the Khazars. No state visits from these potentates materialized, and the golden thrones, if they existed, must have served a purely symbolic purpose. But whether fact or legend, the story fits in well with Emperor Constantine's official account of the triple gold seal assigned by the imperial chancery to the ruler of the Khazars.